Hey everybody, it's Tara Bryan, and you are listening to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. Whether you're a coach or a CEO, the success of your team and clients is based on your ability to deliver a consistent experience and guide them on the fastest path to results. This podcast will give you practical, real-life tips that you can use today to build your online experiences that get results and create raving fans. Why? So you can monetize your expertise and serve more people without adding more time or team to your business. If you're looking to uncover your million-dollar framework, package it, and use it to scale, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, it's Tara Bryan, and you are listening to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. Whether you're a coach or a CEO, the success of your team and clients is based on your ability to deliver a consistent experience and guide them on the fastest path to results. This podcast will give you practical, real-life tips that you can use today to build your online experiences that get results and create raving fans. Why? So you can monetize your expertise and serve more people without adding more time or team to your business. If you're looking to uncover your million-dollar framework, package it, and use it to scale, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the Course Building Secrets Podcast. I am thrilled that you're here. Hey, in this episode, I want to talk about one of the questions I get most often from our clients. So one of our core philosophies around how we help service providers, consultants, and coaches package their one-on-one services so that they can make a big difference and obviously start to have a little bit more time freedom is that we standardize the training curriculum. What that means is that you actually identify the steps that you are taking or that you have your customers take from point A to point B, right? So they have a problem, they're not able to do something, they need some help. That's point A. Point B is the solution that they want, that they're looking for. And you have a unique way in which you actually can help people get from point A to point B. We call that your million-dollar framework, which is really just your signature methodology or your intellectual property, right? It's the unique way that you take someone step by step from point A to point B. So here's the problem that most people make is that they are trying to figure out of this sort of mixed bag of tricks of the things that they do for their one-on-one clients, like what is the flow? How do you help all of these, you know, kind of random people that you can take on, how do you consistently help them from, you know, where they are today to where they want to be? And so there's a lot of different factors that go into that. But the one that I want to talk about today is this concept that we're going to standardize that process, right? So you're going to take the distance between A and B and create the bridge. And the bridge, again, is your unique way in which you help somebody get there, right? So think of it as a roadmap, think of it as step by step, however it makes sense to you. That is the piece that you are gonna want to lock and load, meaning you're not gonna redo it every single time you get a new client or a customer. You're not gonna change it, right? So once you've done a beta where you've sort of tested it in the wild and make sure that it's working and you can actually get people from point A to point B, then it becomes your signature methodology. Then it becomes something that you can package and people can consume. That's how when you go from one-to-one to one-to-many, it doesn't matter how many customers you add at the same time, your workload does not increase because you've identified that that consistent path that helps somebody go from point A to point B. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that we talk about you have to personalize the experience so someone feels like they're being supported all the way through. And most of the time people say, well, wait a minute, you're telling me to standardize my approach, but you're also telling me to personalize the experience for the customer. And if there's a standard way that I'm helping them, then how do I personalize it, right? How does it become something that feels unique and personalized for that particular customer that you have without doing one-on-ones, without changing the approach, and without like picking up that random set of tricks that you have based on your skill ability, right? And the answer to that is the curriculum stays the same. So the way that somebody is learning how to get from point A to point B stays the same. The personalization comes in as they are going through the journey. So you go from teacher to guide in that particular situation, right? So you're guiding somebody down the path that you've already created and helping them actually take action and start to get results, right? You are helping them scooch to the milestones that you have created so that they can get the result that you have promised them. So the personalization comes into being aware of where they're gonna run into pitfalls, where they're gonna run into hurdles and obstacles, and that they need you to come in and help them continue moving forward. Now, the beauty of this is in your proprietary process, because you know it so well, you probably can identify based on your experience or your customer's experience as you've tested this, that most of the places where people are gonna start struggling. And so you can build in part of scaffolding or help for them when you know that that's going to happen. So 9 out of 10 times you can kind of identify when somebody's going to struggle. That feels personalized to them because when they get to that hurdle, they're going to go, okay, yep, she knows what to do. Now she's going to help me get moving forward. And so that's still built into the curriculum. It eliminates a lot of the stopping and starting and dropping out and no engagement and all of that because you're actually helping them where they are, right? So when you're putting together your standard proprietary methodology or your training curriculum, you are actually doing it in the order that they're going to learn it, right? So it's not just a bunch of information in a training site that they can just go pick and choose whichever one they feel like they want to watch on that particular day. It is a stair-stepped experience in terms of like, you know, learn this, go do it. Learn this, go do it. Learn this, go do it, right? So they're actually on a journey to go from point A to point B, right? It's not like, here's point A and here's point B, and then I'm gonna throw a bunch of stuff in the middle and you go figure out what you wanna do, right? Like that's the old model. That's how teachers used to work, is that they would just like teach a bunch of information and you would go figure out how to apply it to whatever you needed to apply it to in the future. We don't learn that way anymore, and we certainly don't create programs that way, but for sure anymore. So that's how you're gonna personalize the experience, is that they're going to feel completely supported all the way through, even if you're not doing one-on-ones, even if you're not showing up live at all, because you're going to create that level of experience of where are they in the journey and what are they struggling with and how do you help them get over those hurdles. Now, the best experience that you can provide is to give them an opportunity to get feedback on what they're doing and be able to ask real questions as they're going forward, right? So you can be there for support. You can do this virtually. You can do this as a phone call. You can do this during office hours. If you feel really passionate about doing one-on-ones, you can do a one-on-one. But the one-on-one is actually around the question that they have that they're struggling with at that time. 9 out of 10 times it's gonna be some sort of mindset or mind trash kind of thing that's stopping them from moving forward. It has nothing to do with the actual skills that they need to learn, right? So that may be an opportunity for you to insert yourself in a one-on-one if that is the work that you like to do. You don't have to, but that may be a place where you wanna insert yourself. But it's not a place, like if you're doing a one-on-one call, it's not to teach. If you're doing a one-on-one call, it's not to help them necessarily like do the thing. It's to provide feedback. It's to help them continue moving forward. Same thing with a coaching call. Coaching call or a Q&A call or an office hours call or whatever you want to call it, is an ability for them to come to you to get insight and direction and some laser coaching. It's not for you to be pushing information at them, right? And so once you have this system in place, you can start to see how some of the firefighting and the randomness and the sort of wackadoo questions will go away, because there's like a prescribed path that you're taking them down. And you're just like, just follow the path, and I can help you get from point A to point B. So that is one of the biggest questions I get, is like, well, what's standardized and what's personalized, or like, when do I need to show up and what does that look like? So hopefully this serves you. This is one of the things that we work on with our clients, both in Learn Academy and our consulting that we do with various businesses, because this is, while it's something that once you get set up, it will set you free and allow you to focus on other areas of your business or enhancing what you already have, but you're not recreating the wheel every single time. But it's hard to do because sometimes you're just too close to it, right? It's hard to get it out of your head. It's hard to see exactly how it is that you help people get from point A to point B, because it's so natural to you. It's so ingrained in how you work. Or if you're like me, you are so used to pulling out that mixed bag of tricks based on your experience that it's really hard to think about, like, what does life look like when I am not just constantly solving problems for the people that I am working with, right, and consulting for? Is how do you flip the switch, provide that level of authority and confidence that you have a path that's gonna get them from point A to point B, and the bag of tricks comes into play when you're helping somebody overcome the hurdles that they have, not in the process or the actual skill building itself. All right, there you go. I hope that this serves you. Again, if you are interested in talking with me about any of these things, or like, this is intriguing to you, in the show notes is my contact information. So feel free to reach out. I would love to connect with you personally. And in the meantime, if you love this episode, give it a thumbs up, give it a rating, and so we can get this podcast out to more people. All right, enjoy your day.